big news as we go on the air this afternoon out of Capitol Hill for a vote that some are calling a long time coming. The Senate has voted 97-2 in favor of extending the all-too-important 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. The Honorable New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez joining us live on the 1010 Winds News Hotline with the very latest. Senator, thank you very much for joining us. Your reaction, first of all, sir.
Well, this is a long time coming, and from when I first authored the first Zadroga Act, which set up the Victims Compensation Fund, we made a commitment to our 9/11 heroes that we'd never forget their service and their sacrifice, and that we'd always have their backs as they had ours on that fateful day. And today, this is how a grateful nation responds. It's not just by saying thank you and hailing our first responders as champions. You have to take care of them. And so this permanent funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund is part of fulfilling that commitment. And I think it's an incredibly important day so that families and those who are victims don't have to worry about whether tomorrow the fund's going to dry up because it wasn't reauthorized.
Senator, we've known your position for a long time on this. Why do you think many among your colleagues almost seem to forget and this took so long?
Well, first they thought it was a New York or New York, New Jersey regional issue, and we made it very clear to them that people from across the country were affected and would be beneficiaries of the fund. Then there was a question of the cost and questioning whether the cost was a legitimate cost to be endured by the federal government. And, you know, I said to some of my colleagues who voted for $2 trillion in tax cuts unpaid for, that if you can vote for that unpaid for, then you can certainly vote to fund the compensation fund of those who didn't hesitate running into those towers. They didn't pause to consider the personal risk. They acted, and we need to act as well. So don't talk to me about the price as something that, at the end of the day, is a barrier for you to support this. And I think that it took longer than it should have because of those who raised those concerns, but I think they've come to understand. You know, nearly 18 years after the attacks, close to 10,000 first responders have been diagnosed with cancer, and over 2,000 deaths have been attributed to illnesses caused by the attacks. So we are finding ourselves that so long after September 11th, we have people who continue to die from 9/11 related illnesses, and more will perish than perished on that fateful day. So the worst attack on American soil lingers to this day. We need to be responsive to that, and that's what we did today.
Yeah, we know we had a couple of amendments today proposed by Mike Lee and Rand Paul that played into that, a bit of a pushback. How long do you think it's going to take for President Trump to sign off on this now?
I hope the president, with everything he says about the greatness of first responders and, you know, how important they are, well, it's time to put the pen to the paper, Mr. President, and do it as quickly as possible.
Any concerns that he might change his mind? You know, that has happened.
I find it hard, Larry, to honestly believe that the president would have any equivocation here. And based on the vote we just had, 97-2, if he did, I'm sure this would be the subject of an override. I don't expect that. I expect the president to sign this. It's just the right thing to do.
Well, it sure is a pleasure for us to speak with you. I can say on behalf of New Yorkers here, congratulations. This has been something that's been a long time coming. The Honorable New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, thank you for joining us on the 1010 Winds Hotline, sir.
Thank you.